This is a hands-on workshop. So the whole goal is by the end of 1 month, we actually demonstrate the ideas. Not only visualize ideas, but also really build something physically, concretely, and show it's an example. And the areas, we're looking at 5 or 6 areas primarily. One is a cycle stand, shelter, to park the cycles. And then another one is a lighting for cycle paths. Maybe solar-based lighting, LED-based lighting. And another one, we're looking at signs for cycle, road signs, when the cycle paths and things. And another one we're looking at is also perhaps some kind of accessories for cycling, such as bags, maybe things like that, which makes bicycling, you can carry things, so on. And another area is, of course, the basic cycle path itself, the kind of pavement, the landscape, etc. So we may take an area, most probably solar kitchen area, that's one of the end of the discussion, or some other area. In a small area, we may build a small bicycle path, one example shelter, one lamp, nice.
Well, we want the community to participate in terms of giving their feedback, maybe their views on various things as they happen over the next month, participate through the Saturday plenary sessions. And if they like the project idea and the vision, they can engage in the next workshops that, you know, that will come in the future.
And logic, I don't find it new, because they could be here plus something new. And the logic I don't find, because you know how the front wheel is gripped and you know where to... To say it should be all free and creative, it doesn't help me. It should be not free and creative. It should know where my cycle doesn't fall. Because that's what I need. A cycle parking stand is where the cycle doesn't fall. Otherwise, any tree, any house wall is good enough.
It's nice to be playful also, no? It's nice to have an element.
Just to make it more playful. Everything is so linear and so standardized. We just wanted to come out of...
Because if you show exactly the way it has to be used, right, then you take a lot of...
The question of keep my cycle straight. Otherwise, I throw it on the ground.
No, your bike is kept straight there.
I don't know where. I don't know how.
You can keep it there. You can keep it there. You can keep it there. You can keep it there.
Yeah? Where do you try it out?
This was a major question. So at even at daytime, if you cross, it will light up.
But we don't want it. Sensor. We'll turn it off so that it doesn't...
You've got a switch.
No switch. It goes automatic. It senses the ambient light and turns itself off or on.
So in daylight, it won't turn on?
It won't turn off.
Oh, okay. That was a huge
question. Otherwise,
we're
using up energy.
Right. That's what I was wondering. That was the...
And how automatically, when it's nighttime...
It comes on its own. It senses the light, it comes on. If it gets it's very low light, then it turns on.
How can it turn itself on? I thought it lights up as you go. Otherwise, it's something to do with movement.
Only when it is dark that the whole system turns on.
The mechanism comes up only when it's dark. And then it is movement based. I'll have to come back at night to test it really.
It's working now?
Yeah, it's working. We're just doing some little more alignment.
Can you explain what is it?
Oh, this is actually, we found out from research that people are carrying a lot of things in front and carrying it in their hand. So what we thought was we'll have a saddle bag. But at the same time, the pillion, the guy who sits at the back should be able to use it. So when the saddle bag is in use, it'll be this way and no one will obviously be sitting here. And when it's not in use, it can be just folded this way. Obviously, there's stuff inside right now. And there's a cushion underneath this, so you can sit on it and...
Okay. A big cushion.
Yeah.
It's not too...
The cushion's material is such that as people start sitting, it's going to become thinner. So why we initially...
And is this one also there is cushion? Only one side.
Only one side there's cushion. So the other one can be just... And this one was for people who are moving around with a torch. So they just have to carry their own torch, fix it inside, and they can start moving around at night. And then the third product was... Since people are using hooks like of any size, you can do it on any diameter, cycle of any diameter. So this is how this hook is going.
And they hold their bag in the...
They put the bags in.
Okay. And who's going to promote this?
This mostly it could be Upasana, which could be doing it. I don't know for sure.
Okay. They're gonna sell it after.
Yeah. It's gonna be manufactured. So when we manufacture it, probably small changes will be made so that it can be like done more uniformly. But this is the basic idea that can be converted into a seat also.
And who are you?
Oh, my name is Vidya.
What's your name?
Vidya.
Vidya. Yeah. And what are you doing?
I'm an undergrad product designer from Symbiosis Pune.
And you came here for the...
Yeah, it's my vacation summer that's going on, so I wanted to get some hands-on experience onto working, so that's why I came here to do this workshop.
And how was this experience?
Very, very nice. Like, for once, we're designing something and we're implementing it immediately, so it was really like a real-life experience for me, so it's really nice.
You did already something which were being used or something that... Or you only study at school and you make some prototype?
No, we do make prototypes, but since I am still in the third year, that is, I have one more year to graduate, so I have not really done anything that's come into the market. So this is the first time where I'm actually doing something and it might just get manufactured.
And are you cycling otherwise?
We cycled for the first 2 weeks, and then after that we had to go to the nearby villages, so then we started using the moped, but inside Auroville, we were still cycling. We tried to cycle.
And what do you think of Auroville?
Well, it's very nice. The greenery and everything compared to the surrounding areas is very nice. And there's so much of mixture of people. Like, there are like different types of people. Every time you speak to someone, there's not one uniform thing that you can decide that this is how Auroville is. So it's one mixed experience.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, welcome.
I worked with the map team, and we have come up with an installation, flower installation, abstract form of a flower. It's right there.
Okay, where?
Next to the path. So we came up with this thing that you should have a definite form language on a pathway which will describe a flower. A form will describe an individual flower. You know, visual, it should be graphical, universal language, and not the, you know, you don't need to write the name. So like that.
Okay, that sounds good. How did you make the...
This is mainly, we can make this thing in ferro cement also, but because we had time constraint, we have made this thing in bricks and cement.
Okay.
It's impossible to make in that, but we have done it. We were here for like continuously 3 days, and we guys are sitting and helping the masons, so that's how it was possible. Because to attain curves in bricks is very difficult. I mean, you cannot get these curves, it's quite difficult. You can make the whole structure in mud cement also, mud cement or ferro cement. Ferro cement will be the best way, and then you can mass produce it.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Thank you. See, I've only done one flower, hibiscus, right now, and we have concepts about. My team is having concepts about lotus and rose. So we have only conceptualized three. We have only one installation right now. Everything is on paper.
Okay, so you keep on working on this, or
I don't know. Let's see. I mean, if Auroville people really want to put up 3D installation at some junction, yeah, we can work on it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.